Check 1 2 1 2, bitch. What up, what up, what up, what the fuck is up, people?
What up?
This is episode 282.
282.
Of the most consistent podcast. Yeah.
Give me a hell, yeah.
Cosmo Sense. This is your boy, Buzz B.
And over here is your boy, JC. No.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Before I get into it, happy Thanksgiving to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Happy past Thanksgiving. Happy Black Friday as we're recording this. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving and ate... You know, spent time with family, ate food, watched football, and the other football Americana.
Give me a hell, yeah! Oh, yeah, that World Cup, baby.
Boy, I'm not even into the shit like that, but it's always fascinating seeing the whole world kind of in violence just to watch this soccer game. Like, bruh. It's like gang, gang.
Qatar said, ain't gonna be no violence in this motherfucker. You ain't drinking?
Hell yeah.
And if we catch you smoking, we ain't gonna put you in prison. We gonna chop your fucking head off.
Chop your head off. Like, the Saudis fucking talking cash shit. Like, everyone's talking shit.
Man, Saudi Arabia beat Argentina, and the Saudi Arabian prince said, I'm buying Rolls Royces
for everybody.
He declared it a national holiday.
He called it a national holiday.
Because they ain't won a game in the World Cup in 30 years.
Yep.
Saudi Arabia was plus 2,500 on the betting line.
Shit, we got WWE coming, and we just scored we won in a World Cup. It's a fucking holiday in this bitch. That's bigger than the Olympics. That's bigger than time itself, the World Cup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the U.S. went against England and ended in a fucking tie.
Yeah.
So,
Mexico ended in a tie earlier this week, too.
Oh, wow. Like, everyone just, man, it's just so intense. Those games are so intense, man.
Yeah, but no, Thanksgiving was good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and chill.
That's what's up.
We didn't eat no turkey.
Really?
I didn't. Hell no. I didn't get no. I had Mexican food.
Should have came over to your house, too.
Yeah, you should have.
I should have. I hella thought about that. When I was coming home, I was like, I should go over to JC's house. But he probably ate all the food.
There was, what, 9-10 hours of football? I probably watched a good hour and a half.
Oh, my God, my brother. Why?
Britt had me watching Maid on Netflix.
She made you?
No, she didn't make me. She was watching it.
I you could have just asked? Like, can I watch the game, baby?
Because I got Sunday.
But this is different.
It's
Thanksgiving NFL, my nigga. All three of the games.
You tried telling that somebody that just finished a 12-hour shift.
Shit.
Exactly.
You have to fight.
Then we got here, and my mom's watching Step Up, the show. Find out, it's actually pretty good. Who would have thought?
Oh, my God. I watched 10 straight hours. I didn't think I was capable, but I am capable. I do this shit every fucking Sunday with the Red Zone. Yeah, it was like 10 straight hours of football. Woke up, football was on. In the afternoon, getting dressed, getting ready to, you know, to eat, football was on. When we're all unwinding with the itis, football is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had it. But, you know, it wasn't bad. I wasn't actually mad at that.
Yeah.
It was a great day overall.
Yeah, it was good with me, too. Just chilled with family, went over to a friend's house. Had Friendsgiving at Red's house a few days before.
Oh, for sure.
Just smoking, drinking, and eating. All the food was all laid out. You ever went to a Friendsgiving?
Yep.
Yeah. Shit's fire.
Yeah, college.
Yeah.
I didn't come home for Thanksgiving college my freshman year.
Ah, shit.
So, we did it big up in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when the holidays start. That's like the pre-party for the holiday parties.
Yeah.
Friendsgiving and Thanksgiving, that's like the pre-party, because when the holidays come, that's when, you know, everybody gets off work and shit. They have the holidays off. Clubs are, oh man, I'm almost excited for it, kind of.
I think Friendsgiving is a nice, Thanksgivings are on Thursday. Uh-huh. I think Friendsgiving would be a nice Friday going into Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Reg was on Saturday.
Yeah, Sunday. Yeah, like it's like a weekend event going in.
Yeah.
I think that works perfect.
That does work perfect, yeah. Chill with your friends, and then I also did something I never thought I'd ever do. And it was like, I guess it's called quote unquote Blackout Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's the day before Thanksgiving where everyone just goes out and just drinks and just passes the fuck out and shit. You know, they don't get shit faced, but they just enjoy themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm going to do that. I said that to myself last year. And then this year I was like, I'm going to do that shit. Went and did that shit. Ended up seeing old friends from high school and shit like that out there. caught up with them, smoked, drank. And then I was at one of the other spots I usually go to, and they were playing grown folks music, yeah. Which is like music that I like, and that's when I realized, I was like, oh no.
I'm old.
Everyone in there was my age.
Oh no, I am the old school.
No, I am old school. Good. Nah.
Yeah, nah, I was pretty chill considering the fact this is the first time in my life I worked a job that paid me to be off on Thanksgiving and Black Friday.
Shit.
So there really wasn't too much for me to complain about, yeah, you know? Like, nah. From that perspective, I wasn't really upset about anything.
Nah.
Could I watch football all day? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't have any offensive players in my fantasy teams that played yesterday, so I ain't give a fuck.
Okay, so that's why you weren't really tripping.
Yeah, I mean, I had the defensive players, but, you know.
You were, and then you were right, man. The Bills and Lions, that was a good game.
Well, we'll get there later, because we still have to cover last week before we even cover this
Oh, yeah,
week.
I thought I was going to go right into that.
Oh, no, there's a lot to talk about.
Well, first. I know that. Well, congratulations, Raiders. Fuck the Jets, but this week, for you... Raiders won.
No, that's last week.
I know, that's what I mean, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, Raiders won and the Jets lost, and now fucking what's his name? Zach Wilson might have lost his job.
Went out there and said, I think I know, y'all know what I didn't do.
Y'all know what I didn't do. No, did you feel you felt the defense? No. Next question.
Yep, that's how that went. That is how that went, and that is that.
He literally just thought about it and said, no.
Well, shit, when you go, what?
Was, 9 for fucking 20,
no, when it was 3-3 with the Patriots, and then they just went on a punt return.
Yeah.
That's basically how that goes, and that was the end of that. like, that's how it goes. Derek and Devontae ended on a walk-off in overtime. That was dope.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I didn't see. Yeah,
Niners went to Mexico and cleared the Cardinals.
That ass.
Clearly, the Cardinals were only there for the tequila and the tacos
because that was that was a vintage win. Like that was nigga. Like oh yeah, I watched the Hard Knocks on that mm-hmm. episode. I purposely watched it. It is kind of interesting to see how other teams vision like how they look at us from their point of view. Mm-hmm. Like when they were going over the tape, they were just like, okay, 20. Like first person they say, okay, 25. Yeah, we gotta find a way to stop 25. Christian McCaffrey. 19. We got to find a way to contain 19.
23.
19. I'm talking about Debo now.
You said 25.
Oh, it's 23. Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
He's like, we got to watch number 23. And then in 19, man. Yeah, he's like, we got to learn to contain him. Then he said, yeah, George Kittle. Like, fuck, man. He's like one of the greatest tight ends. He's like the best tight end in the league by far. And I was just like, and they were just talking about the offense. And then they shifted to the defense and were like, we got to stop 97. We have to contain Fred Warner. Da, 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 da. And they were just like, oh my God. And then when they showed the game, they had sad ass music playing mm-hmm. when George Kittle scores. Yep. It's super HD. That's what you get, Colt McCoy. That game was personal for me. You remember how mad I was last season.
Yep.
Oh my God, that pissed me off. It was personal to me. Shit.
Yeah. I really don't remember much of week 11 at this point.
I'm trying to look it over.
Oh, no, because the big news came. It had nothing to do with what was on the field. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Oh.
Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah. Good news, Cowboy fans.
Somebody did this.
Good news, Cowboy fans. You guys won on Thanksgiving. Bad news is Jerry Jones is a racist.
That ain't bad news. Everybody knew.
Everybody knew that, but he's like
he said none. He said none of you niggas better stand kneel
don't
for that.
Don't know where you at, boy, racist.
And then ran for the camera to go get. Look at these niggas. Look how I got them in line.
Look at them niggas.
I got them bucked. Bucked them all in line.
Took a knee.
All I have to say is anybody that had that
that
vitriol for Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
And you know Kyrie got to come back. I don't want anything Jerry Jones related till he come back. Somebody said he better not come back till he reviews 5 Tyler Perry movies. Till he has a sit down with Dr. Umar.
Shit.
And a bunch of other shit. He said he has to walk on every MLK Boulevard.
He good.
Then he can get back to owning his team.
Yeah.
And I'll say, just it's really nasty how these analysts had a lot of vitriol towards Kyrie. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden now it's, I know Jerry Jones is a good guy. He wouldn't.
Stephen A. Smith was all saying, nah, man, I know Jerry Jones. And you know how he gets his serious voice. Man, shut the fuck up.
What kind of shit is that?
Like, shut the fuck up.
Damn.
That's another yuck.
Damn.
Well, that's it. I'm sorry. Nah, man. Jerry Jones, I mean, it's not surprising. Shit, he threatened everyone to lose their job if they took a knee. He was talking shit during Black Lives Matter. Man, it's a fuck. And he supported Trump. Fuck him.
That's what I'm saying. Was anybody really surprised? He's the owner of a Texas team.
Texas. He speaks
and he
for
grew
the,
up in Arkansas.
And he speaks for the coaches. He speaks for everybody. Yeah. Like, nigga.
Jerry Jones got control over like a third of the entire all NFL organization.
That nigga's all in the videos. Yeah. Singing, dancing. Come to the Cowboys.
That's Cowboy Row.
Jed York? Nah, he in the back. Yeah. He's silent.
Cowboys is a real death row. You know what I'm saying? They still got they still got the death penalty down there. That's the real death row down there.
That's why I'm seeing how good they are, and I don't believe that. Because they're going to blow it. Like they always fucking do. Shit.
I bet they'll hold on to it before the Vikings, though.
They whooped their ass.
Yep.
But then they came back and won. But still, they won on Thanksgiving, but they whooped their ass. Even they were surprised.
I mean, they beat a New England team that ain't really viewed the same as the Cowboys. That's what I'm saying. I don't have trust in no damn Vikings.
Yeah. And what's his name? Speaking of New England, man, that Thursday night game, that boy Mac Jones was balling. Like, he was like, I'm not Zach Wilson. I give a fuck. Like, he was balling his ass off. They still lost.
Yeah, but you don't want Zappy to take his job.
Boy, that boy Belichick is just like...
Looking like a conductor.
Yeah, I still feel Mac Jones is going to lead. He was wrong. He's been scrambling a lot more, too. Remember we were making fun of that shit? He's been scrambling a lot. He kind of quick, too. Mm-hmm. Fat boy been working. Like, hey, man. No, but I really feel Mac Jones is going to lead a team into the playoffs. I feel he might. I don't know when, but he might do it. Not with us.
I guess. Yeah. He ain't doing it this year, so it don't matter.
Oh, this year for sure, no. But, yeah, I don't know how long Belichick going to have control over there, though.
Belichick got control there.
Yeah, but anyway, all the other games, I'm going to look over the games, look over the scores. Just a bit. Yeah, Cowboys. Oh, yeah, the Cowboys and Giants. Fucking Giants let us down. They let America down. I want them niggas to lose. Commanders did good. Ravens won. Cowboys won. Bengals, Chiefs.
Oh, that was good. We got to go through them all. Just at this point now, there's what? It's going to be week 12, so there's 7 or 8 weeks left.
Yeah,
how do you think it looks?
Anything could fucking happen now. Niggas are really scared of us now. And I still don't. Like, don't fuck this up. Jimmy G's having, like, the best fucking season ever, according to the stats. And I'm just like, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, the offense is there. Defensively, it's a strong unit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going.
Oh, I know.
I'm still looking at the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, they still lost, that game.
Yeah. By the Commanders.
Yeah, they lost against them, but the resolve to... people can say what they want about the Colts game, but the resolve to come back and finish it.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the reasons why. Like, they got too many weapons themselves.
Yeah.
And they added damn Dominic Sue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too.
Like, they keep adding different pieces all over the place. Really, the NFL is starting to... When it comes to transactions, we're really starting to get like the NBA. I like it now.
Mm-hmm.
I like this shit.
I think the only QB that really frustrated, if going against him will just piss me off, it is Patrick Mahomes. Like, I respect him, but it's like, he makes these throws and these receivers just catch the ball. Like, ow, motherfucker. Fuck you. Yeah. He's the fuck you guy. He's frustrating. Like, I know I can.
Oh, now you get it, huh?
Shut up.
Now you get it.
No, but I was watching all these other games.
Oh, you watched all the other games, huh?
But I
you ever have to compete in the AFC West?
My God, like, fuck you.
Yeah.
The Chargers should have beat them niggas, man, but fuck. Oh, well. The Rams go against them. Shit.
Right. That's all it is. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Best case scenario, you can look at that and be like, all right, well, that's one less team we got to worry about in our division.
Yep, that's how I'm looking at the Cardinals and the Rams. We took their souls. It's just our fucking Seahawks.
Yep. Geno Smith.
You feel me? That's some bullshit. Like, you can't just die.
Start of the season, you was laughing. You had to piss on their grave.
Yeah, now they're y'all competing it's for the Thriller division. In 4K.
Yeah.
It's Thriller in 4K. Damn, bullshit. Well, we go against the Saints. I'm still just like, whatever. And then the week after, we go against the Dolphins, which I feel should be flexed, because no one wants to watch the fucking Cowboys and Colts on Monday night, on Sunday night. Like, they need to flex that damn game.
Everybody wants to see Jerry Jones.
Yeah, they flex that to 1 o'clock, because everybody wants to see the Niners and Dolphins. So,
well, truth be told, people actually may want to see that one if Giants versus the Cowboys ended up being the determining factor for Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah.
So people may want to see that one.
Yeah, true. Well, whatever. Whatever the case, but our teams are looking good. The Raiders came together with Derek.
They ain't looking good. Don't stop that.
No.
They won a game.
They had a good game. They look good.
Looking good. Won a game.
No, okay. Right? They were looking good together.
Put a string of games together, then we can talk
no,
about
no, no.
Looking
As
good.
A unit, they all, like, when
they
won.
They did not look good.
No, when they won. And they
Devontae looked like a Hall of Famer.
Obviously.
Right? Josh Jacobs looked like he wanted to get paid.
And Derek. All right?
Defense just looked like they was holding it together, just waiting for Russell Wilson to fuck up.
Oh, yeah.
Defense didn't even win it. Russell Wilson on third down threw the ball out of bounds. That's how they even were in position to even do that.
What's going on with Russell Wilson, man?
I mean, I don't know. If I go home to Sierra, I don't care about football either, to be honest.
Boy, it's like, as soon as he got with Sierra, he just said, fuck football. I don't give a fuck about my team. I'm Russell Wilson.
I would, too.
That's why Sherman and them don't like that nigga.
I would, too.
They saw how Hollywood he was acting. Like, my nigga, what?
Yeah. You should put that Broncos Nation shit over O. Put that shit over that beat.
Broncos O.
Broncos Nation. Let's ride. That's right.
Oh.
That's right.
That's so wrong. I can hear that. Oh, let's ride. Oh, let's ride. Oh, let's ride. That's fucked up.
That's life.
Anyway. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck going on with Russell Wilson, man, but shit.
Yep.
Anyway, we could transition to, I guess, music. Ah, Chris Brown, the AMAs, bring y'all asses to the stand.
Somebody did this.
So, Chris Brown was nominated for an American Music Award this past weekend. And, yeah, power to him. And it's voted by the fans and shit. I don't think a lot of people know that shit.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm just scrolling on Twitter. I don't even know he's going to perform there. But he posts a trip, like a rehearsal footage of him doing a tribute to Michael Jackson's Thriller album because it turned 40. Well, it's going to turn 40 next week. But they released the 40th anniversary album and shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, he was going to do a whole melody of Thriller's greatest hits. And Ciara was going to join him. And it looked hot. But he said, yeah, at the last minute, they pulled the plug.
What kind of shit is
that? The day before the show. We worked really hard on this. They pulled the plug and gave me no reason. And I was like, wait, what? Everybody said, wait, what? So with me, being the Michael stan, the estate has been, from the Michael fans' point of view, the estate's been acting very weird on how they could have... They've been acting very weird about how they've been promoting the album and shit like that. So, yeah, people thought they pulled the plug on it. They pulled the plug or whatever. They didn't get permission. But then after that, the executor, like the dude who runs Michael's estate, he came out and pretty much said, like, I don't know what's going on with ABC. I don't know why they pulled the plug on that. This is Chris Brown and Ciara, and they look like they did a great Michael Jackson tribute. We gave them the okay. And I was just like, oh. And then there's rumors coming out saying that fucking, I guess they pulled the plug because Chris Brown is a domestic abuser performing for an accused pedophile, and it didn't look good on them, so they just pulled the plug.
So then why would they even have the... See, that's the problem right there. They just snitched on themselves.
No,
if it's, and again, we are defenders and supporters of Michael Jackson and Chris Brown's legacy. But if that's the case, if it looks some type of way with just one of it, then why are you even doing a promotion for it?
That made no sense.
That means you're telling me it ain't got nothing to do with the legacy. You just saw it as a money grab.
Yeah.
And you're doing everything to protect the money grab. That's all it was.
This is from my point of view. Because someone I talked to that has connections or whatever, he just randomly told me from what this person heard, this higher up, that producer, didn't know what was going on. They didn't know what Chris Brown was doing until it got back to them. And then he was just, as soon as they heard, like, Michael Jackson, he was like, oh, no. Because I guess he watched Leaving Neverland and pulled the plug. That's why there's no, you know, he knew people were going
to
be mad about
that person needs
shit.
To be fired.
Yeah.
Because how are you a producer on this event and don't know what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, you don't even have the idea to talk with the people that went through the work to get this cleared.
Mm-hmm.
No, you deserve to be fired.
That was some they shit. They've been trying to cancel my boy Spirit, man. They've been trying to do it. They've been trying to change that narrative. And ever since that fucking documentary came out, they tried to cancel that boy's spirit. And it ain't working. She looked fire, too.
Yeah. But again, this is when I say goes back to when Chris Brown was talking about his sales. I wasn't necessarily saying that it deserved to be over the top, you know, crazy sales.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that an album like that didn't push anything over 100,000,
yeah.
This was the reason why.
Yeah. And they purposely fucked with him. Like, really? You're going to have me do this Michael tribute? I was going to go on. You gave the okay and everything. I put on a great performance. And you guys pulled the plug and gave me no reason. And I'm looking up at Cardi B and old girl doing that Gorilla song.
Gorilla
and
which
shit.
Which is a good performance in its own
right. In itself. But I'm sitting here. And then you have the nerve to still try to award me that shit.
Right.
For best R&B artist. Like, really? You think I'm still going to show up to this?
Right.
Fuck which, y'all.
Salute
to Kelly Rowland.
We're going accepting on his behalf and then letting it be known.
Don't boo that, man.
We're rocking with him.
And
again, you can say what you want about what occurred in 2009.
2009, which is almost what?
But if you're going to happen...
Years ago?
No, not 20 years
10 ago. 10 years ago.
No, 13.
Oh, okay.
But if you're going to bring that up, make sure to bring everything up when it comes to every single artist at that point in time.
Seriously, like, Rihanna been moved on from that shit, man. Chris Brown done moved on from that shit. Now, granted, he still has a situation, Carucci or whatnot, but from what I could tell, from these past few years, he has shut the fuck up. He has stayed out of trouble. He's been doing his best to stay out of trouble, just stay low-key and just do his music. And that's what he's been doing for the past few years, which I applaud him for. He has not gotten in trouble. And he's still dealing with bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like Melvin from fucking Baby Boy. Why they keep fucking with the nigga, man? Shit, man.
I mean, you want to talk about domestic abuse, that's fine. That's all I'm putting. But let's talk about how Chris Brown was wrongly accused.
Mm-hmm.
Either at the end of last year or the start of this year. I can't remember. Over some shit that came out. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I got the receipts on that.
Yeah.
And everybody was willing to throw him to the dirt again off of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the receipts came out, it was,
he
still did it to Rihanna. So it was like, wait, what?
Rihanna been moved on. She has a baby by somebody else. Whatever, man. I still feel it has nothing to do with Chris Brown. It had everything to do with Michael, which is more fucked up in itself. Like, I feel people have moved on. Just certain people just don't like his ass. So hopefully the Grammys are coming up, and I hope they let them perform it, because Chris Brown is nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah.
If anything, he will just perform just for Michael's spirit. So and it'll be a great moment. That's like an alley-oop for them.
Yeah.
Since it's the 40th anniversary, and that was when he had his biggest night, was at that Grammys.
Right.
Makes sense. And if they want to give Beyonce her fucking flowers that night, that would be perfect. No, see, I just kind of stared at the camera right now. The imaginary camera.
Meanwhile, they complained about what Chris Brown did all them years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they were celebrating one relationships like Blueface and Krayshawn.
Oh, my God.
They got a Zeus show.
Before they could even get
the completeness for the Zeus show, Blueface got arrested for attempted murder.
Wait a minute.
What kind of shit is that?
I still can't believe I know more about his fucking drama with his girl
than his music.
Like, I mean, I guess, man, that's one way to keep your name out there. Like, this is for VH1. This is gold for them, because this is just extra crispy ratchet.
Yeah, but they don't have the ownership to it.
Which is nuts. And they film everything. They give all the money to Zuckerberg because they be on Instagram.
Yeah.
On IG Live.
That's why they were trying to get Zeus was like, no.
Bring that shit to me. Like,
and then this nigga got arrested. It was like, well, I don't know. Keep that shit.
Oh, that's nuts. I heard old girl was getting fucking roasted for putting her hands in a bucket of macaroni. I don't know if you saw that shit.
No, Britton, I turned that shit off.
That's nasty ass shit. No, man. This is known. People be doing that shit. Like, wait, what? Y'all do this shit?
Yeah, you can't trust nobody all that cooking and all that shit because, you know. You know where your hands be scratching on your ass and all that.
But all in the macaroni and cheese? Like, yeah. That's some nasty shit.
They made raisins in your macaroni.
Oh my God. That's not the time to do some fucking stupid shit. God, right.
And I've been waiting, baby.
What was it? The reel on Instagram about one of the aunts getting pissed off that the other aunt started experimenting with the mac and cheese.
Yeah, I saw that one.
So you experiment on your own damn time. Yeah, you don't experiment with no Thanksgiving.
No Thanksgiving. Fuck wrong with you. Man, I remember one Thanksgiving. My mom decided not to make the macaroni and cheese, and no one knew till we all got in the table. And I was like, "Mom, what's the mac and cheese? Oh, I didn't make it this year."
What kind of shit is that?
Oh boy, it was quiet.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Yeah, it was about quiet. So yeah, after that, when Christmas came along, it's like, okay, I'll make the mac and cheese. I'm like, yeah.
Right.
Shit, man.
You started looking in your kitchen like you Joe Jackson.
Hey, man. I rewatched all 4 hours of that shit, dog. That is cinema.
This is cinema. You know what I did watch?
What?
I watched a few Adam Sandler movies.
Which ones?
I just watched Billy Madison. I watched Grown Ups.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then I watched... not the Billy Madison one, but Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
He just looks like he has the greatest time. Like, he just calls his friends up and is like, y'all want to go on a paid vacation for 3 months?
Yeah, grown-ups, yeah.
And they just make flicks, and I'm like, that's got to be the coolest motherfucker to hang out with.
Call his boys, like, yo, I made this movie, man. All we're doing is just bullshitting. That's all we're doing.
You want to come? Like...
Yeah, I got Selma Hayek to be my wife. Right. She's cool with it.
So now they got me asking, who's like four or five guys that you would just like to get that call from, and when they say, oh, yeah, I got a bag. Y'all want to be in this movie? Like, who are four or five? Just they could be act like friends. They could like just anything. Who would you want to see in a movie like that?
Shit. Does anybody?
It doesn't matter.
Well, you go first.
Man, let me explain something to you, man. I want to see Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I want to see Martin Lawrence.
Yeah.
I want to see Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
And I want to see Chappelle.
Yeah, in random movies like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of them. Like, all of them. And then just do random-ass comedic movies, like grown-folk movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be fire.
Because you know some of the jokes will be hitting at real life about Will smacking the shit out of Chris.
Yeah, Will and Chris Brown, Chris Rock. Chris Rock did do a movie like that, the Top 5 shit. You remember that?
Nope.
Yeah, it was called Top 5. Rosario Dawson was in it, and like the whole premise is, who are your top 5 in hip-hop? And it was like throughout the entire movie, he asked people, he went on a date. It's like a love story, too. Pretty good.
I ain't watching that shit. That's not what I'm talking about.
But that is one of those. That's what the feel of it. It was hella fucking cameos in it.
Was it a documentary?
No, it's a movie.
Oh, I'm talking about like a grown-ups.
That is a grown-ups, in a way. That was kind of was like it. But a grown-ups movie like that, like a chill movie, shit.
Yeah, but you just know, okay.
I said Snoop Dogg, Dre.
I'm not watching them niggas in a... What the fuck are you talking about?
The Wash. I'm just saying. Like, you got to talk about real-life actors.
Okay. This nigga said Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
I'm thinking of The Wash. But those type of grown-up movies. Yeah, because Adam Sandler, like, he's... low-key underrated, man. In all his movies, damn near.
Yeah.
Shit, Uncut Gems, man. That shit still... He should have got an Oscar nomination for that shit.
You didn't even give me your answer. You just said Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Oh.
The fuck?
I don't have an answer.
But I can't think of anybody.
But you listed it for me with Eddie Murphy and all them. I could see that shit. Now, Will Smith and Chris Rock, like, damn. That'd be interesting to watch. But, yeah. the most part. That's pretty much all I can really say for that one.
You're no fun.
I don't know what else I want me to say. Shit.
I mean, shit. Just think. Who are some actors that you like?
Like, I'll see Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jordan Peele, Donald Glover. It's like four of them, right?
Four or five.
Donald Glover.
Do they even hang out?
Yeah, I think they do. Huh. I think they all do. They're all cool like that. But, and Dave Chappelle. You gotta put Dave Chappelle in there, like, pretty much in all these shits.
I'm not putting him in all of them. There's only a select few circles he could roam around with.
Yeah.
I'm not putting him in all those.
But, other than that...
You have no imagination.
I tried.
This nigga said Leonardo DiCaprio and Chappelle.
But these are my favorite actors.
I said that had like friend vibes. Like they were cool. Oh, like you tell these cool motherfuckers kicking. Yeah. That was the point. Adam Sandler just calls his friends.
Oh, he calls all his friends and shit. Mm. I don't know. I think you kind of hit it all because all the black comedians know each other. Or black actors and shit like that. So you could put Denzel Washington, Chris Rock, like Wesley Snipes, all that shit. Oh, that would be good. Wesley Snipes, Denzel, and one other person. I literally see him. Wesley Snipes, Denzel, and Eddie Murphy.
Man, give me Dwayne Johnson.
And The Rock.
Give me Kevin Hart.
And
Go ahead and sprinkle in some Wesley Snipes.
Mm.
Who else could we get? What the fuck's his name? Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, yeah. Hey.
And then, there's one more I could grab. Oh, just for the fuck of it, just throw Vin Diesel in there.
I was going to say, bring in Tobey Maguire.
Oh, no, throw Vin Diesel in
yeah,
there.
Yeah. That's what the Fast and the Furious movies are. They're like grown-ups.
Right.
That's what they all basically are. Yeah, I get all my friends together and we're just going to fucking crash cars and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, Fast 10. I'm thinking about that. They were saying that shit's about to be fucking epic, epic.
Of course. I'm going to wake up Optimus Prime.
That's the movie.
I'm telling you, in Fast 11, I need to see both Tyrese characters looking at each other, talking stupid to each other.
Yeah, I think that shit is coming out next year. No, I think it's coming out in 2024. Oh, yeah, it is coming out in 2024. Yeah,
we know Brian coming back.
Oh, that's what the end game is. They're gonna digitize though. There's gonna be some deep fake of him on some Kendrick shit.
Yeah, Optimus Prime got his DNA trapped somewhere.
He's gonna be a whole clone, and it's gonna be like, wait, what? He's gonna have the AI voice and shit.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's gonna be nasty. That's a Black Mirror.
I thought you were dead. I said, forget about it, cuz.
Well, he didn't die though, but you know, that's how they brought back fucking Han. In Fast 9, that's what that movie lost me. So
that's just the shit. Who do you think brings back more people from the dead? The MCU or the Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious. Because MCU, Tony Stark has stayed dead. T'Challa is going to stay dead. Who else? Black Widow?
No, T'Challa ain't dead no more.
T'Challa Sr.
Well, I was like, wait a minute.
T'Challa Sr. is dead. All right. T'Challa Sr. is dead. Chris Evans is dead. Not dead. He's just old now. But, what was I getting at?
I don't know. What the hell you were talking about?
I don't know what I was getting at.
You start naming niggas that just, oh, I just like these niggas, so I'm going to throw them in a movie.
Shut up.
Niggas sound like Ray J. I'm going to just get niggas that like niggas.
Shut up.
But that leads to another question I got.
Okay.
How do you categorize your friends?
Good question. Damn. Categorize your friends.
You know, some people say, like, Snoop Dogg, he had this, the way he explained his friends back in the day, it was three different types of friends.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had his dogs, which was, they was with him all, like, 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had, for lack of better words, he had his niggas, which was, you know, we cool, whatever.
Yeah.
He said, then I got my homeboys,
mm-hmm.
which is basically the preface for institutionalized.
Yeah.
Which was, I love you, but you can't come with me because you're not ready.
Yeah. I do have, like, a tier for, like, those type of friends. There's, like, how do I categorize them? There's my best friends.
Mm-hmm.
like my BFFs, I know like for sure. Then I guess I have like legacy BFFs. Like we don't talk as much.
Yeah.
If that's even a term, like a legacy BFF, we don't talk. But when we become cool again, it's like nothing. So there's like two of those.
Niggas already proven themselves from the sand, like Hall of
Fame, like Hall of Fame type of shit. Oh, we don't talk for shit, but when we hook up, it's like brothers.
Niggas,
like,
niggas make the seventh year, and they're like, all right, come here. Gotta get the ring of a ring of friendship ceremony.
Yeah! Hall of Fame friendship. That's what that is. So they're like the top tier. I don't talk to y'all, but when it comes time, whatever. Then I got my best friends, like my recent ones. Mm-hmm. You know, that's those are the ones I like trust. And then there's a few others kind of mingled there, and then it's just everyone else. Like if I see you on a show, oh, what's up, Buzz B? Hey, what's up? And just keep moving. Like, okay.
Yeah. I categorize my friends in two categories.
Uh-huh.
First one is my friends who know the words to Return to the Mac. Huh. Second group is the sets of friends that know that there's a 7-minute version to Return to the Mac.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Because it sounds like it's the same, but it's two completely different groups of friends.
Yeah. That know, yeah. You know who you could be really open with and who you can kind of be open with but not expose too much, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, but that, like the thing of it is that, you know, everybody can know certain aspects.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Only a certain few know to unlock that code.
Oh, that's a bar.
Yeah.
Only very few know how to unlock that bar, unlock that code. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So that's the best way I categorize mine. Mm-hmm. I use mine, and that's another question I was going to ask is a point of reference. What's like your... Because again... That's a signature point of the Return of the Mac analogy is mine for point of reference for my friends.
Okay.
Again, that's those who know the words, and then those who know that there's a 7-minute version of Return of the Mac.
Okay.
So when I talk about point of reference, my point of reference always goes back to sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that I know, it all correlates back in some form or fashion to on field or on court.
Yeah.
I'm that person.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I guess to categorize that, there's people that know, they know the Michael's main hits, like, you know, like face level shit. Mm-hmm. And then I have the friends that know the deep cuts that people don't know about, that they don't talk about as often. Yeah, those types. But yeah, I don't know what you mean on that one.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, stay on movies. So James Cameron's Avatar is coming out soon, right? Coming out in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been talking cash shit throughout every interview.
Right. And I've been waiting, baby.
I made The Terminator.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening. Everybody stay calm.
What's the procedure, everyone? What's the procedure?
Stay calm.
I made Titanic. I built that bitch and sank that bitch again. Brought you aliens, and I made billions with Avatar. I'm gonna do this shit. That's what he's been saying in every interview on some Kanye shit. musically.
I mean, all he got is them numbers. Because, boy, when we come out with them theories about how that bitch could have easily let him on the remaining piece of that damn boat.
Shit. He knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he did this interview about how he cussed out an executive when the executive told him that it was too long. He said, they pretty much said, James Cameron knows that Avatar The Way of Water is long and he's sticking by it. After reviewing a rough cut of the 162-minute film, an executive reportedly approached Cameron with a stricken cancer diagnosis expression and begged for a shorter runtime. This nigga James Cameron said, I said something I've never said to anybody else in the business. I think the movie's going to make all the fucking money. And when it does, it's going to be too late for you to love the film. The time for you to love the movie is today. So I'm not asking you to say something that you don't feel. But just know that I always know that no matter how complimented you are about the movie in the future, when it makes all the money. Nigga.
Give me a hell yeah.
The first Avatar made a global box office grasp of $2.2 billion. And that's exactly what I said. It caps all the money, not some of the money, all the fucking money. Stick of talking shit.
See, now I'm just gonna stream it.
You can't come back to me and compliment the film on Chimalong and say, look what we did together. You won't be able to do that. At this point, that particular studio executive flipped out and went bug shit on me, and I told him to get the fuck out of my office. That's what it was left.
This nigga bragging about 3D Pocahontas.
That nigga, I changed the game, and he knows he's the shit. He's talking cash shit because he's done it again and again and again, which he has. He changed the way we kind of look at movies. Terminator 2, that's a fucking masterpiece.
I ain't watched Titanic until 12 years after it was released. So.
True Lies? You watched True Lies?
No.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jamie Lee Curtis?
No.
It's a classic. Aliens, the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't watch all this shit. I was a kid when all this shit came out.
Yeah. That nigga make classics, man. But yeah, hey, man, I still.
Honestly, James Cameron don't move the needle. For me.
Well, that's right.
He just makes some movies that's like, all right, they make a lot of money, but truth be told, you make some shit that's like Tyler Perry for white people.
That's what Titanic is, man.
Yeah, that's all it is. Instead of Benjamin Dia, it's what's her name? Rosia.
Rosia. Rosia.
Just laying on a bed dying, talking about, oh, back in the days when I was a hoe.
When I was a hoe. Yeah, before I met your daddy. I didn't even tell your daddy about what I did. Yeah. I fell over the man on a boat. And then he had all the chances to get off the fucking boat, but no, I had to stay with him.
An hour and 20 into it. I have a child!
Boat didn't even sink yet. The boat was like slowly sinking. They could have got off that shit hella long ago. Oh my god. And then the shit sank. And then, oh my god. What I think about it. And then I just think about it. There are no black folks on that shit, so. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's what y'all get.
Yeah, they had us on another kind of ship.
Yeah. You not allowed here, boy, type of shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. But nah, James Cameron's talking that shit.
No, good for him. He was talking. Just, you know. James Cameron don't really hold much eye on my movie list.
Yeah. I feel you on that one. But am I going to see that shit come out in 2 weeks?
Quentin Tarantino ruffled some feathers.
Ooh, boy, did he. What's up with all these people talking shit about the MCU, man? He pretty much said, I remember the quote, I'm going to say verbatim, that there's no soul in MCU movies and nobody's really a star. They just know them for their characters.
What kind of shit
is that? They don't make stars. And I was like, Quentin, I love your movies too. You have classics, undisputed classics. But you sound like a hater right now.
They don't make stars. What the hell's homeboy's name that's about to play
Kang? What's his name?
Jonathan
Majors?
Yeah. MCU has just solidified Jonathan Majors. He's been around Hollywood. He's been doing great things. But this nigga playing Kang?
I'm going to list the Oscar people. The people who got nominated or won an Oscar that have been in all these MCU movies. Robert Downey Jr., Samuel L. Jackson, Hailee Steinfeld, fucking Jeremy Renner, practically the entire core Avengers, they all got nominated for a fucking Oscar. Oscar winners have been in this shit. They don't make stars. Nigga, they are the stars. They make that shit legitimate. Ah, man. People just sound like haters.
They just mad because they didn't create a universe.
That too. And I guess
it just sounds like you just mad, oh, I had the idea, but I didn't do it.
You know, some people feel the MCU movies are sucking out movies, like the art of it. Like, that's what Scorsese was saying. You know, there's no art to the MCU. It's not real cinema.
The same Scorsese that grabbed my favorite actor, Al Pacino, put Robert De Niro and Joe Pesci way beyond their fucking prime, and then said, we're going to make this movie 3.5 hours on some bullshit for Netflix.
But that's cinema.
That's cinema. Even though it's way past Godfather and Goodfellas.
But it's cinema.
And Casino. Like, come on, man. What are you talking
still
about?
Still feel to this day, Endgame should have gotten nominated for an Oscar. I'm not saying it should have won, but it should have at least gotten nominated. Just off the achievement. There you go. That's not going to be another movie like Infinity War and Endgame. I mean, I know they're probably going to do Secret Wars and all that shit, but that moment? Like, that was a comic book boy's dream, man. Shit.
Yeah.
They're just hating. And the effects of that movie is still felt today.
Right.
What movie does that? Those little sprinkles of Infinity War and Endgame in all the latest movies. Like some crack. You remember that good crack we had?
Yeah, the chicken sandwich from Popeyes. The original.
Shit.
The original diabetes.
They talked about Thanos like nothing.
Put some butter on it, baby.
They talked about Thanos like nothing in Wakanda Forever, and they thinking Oscar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. MCU's real cinema. Oh, shit, nigga. Don't hate. But, let's see. What else was going on? Kanye. Oh, my God. This. No, fuck that. Rest in peace to Jason David Frank, nigga.
Yep.
Tommy Oliver. I guess that was his real name in Power Rangers. But he played Tommy, the fucking Green Ranger.
The White Ranger.
The Red Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
Black Ranger. All the Rangers you can think of. He played that color because he was that nigga, man.
His name was Tommy Ranger.
Tommy Ranger. He was in all the Power Ranger legacy shows. He was the main focus in all the movies, which were only two.
Damn, I'm going to tell you this. Your childhood wasn't shit if you wasn't watching when that Green Ranger hit. Green Ranger showed up on the scene and just showed up.
Showed up.
He's a fucking menace to society.
Nigga showed
fuck
up.
Fuck Kane.
That was the Green Ranger. That nigga, it was like Omar showed up.
Yeah. Hey, yo, Tommy coming.
Hey, Tommy coming. With the dagger hanging like some samurai sword.
Nigga say, hey, yo, Tommy coming.
Walking in the way. Just walking with his flute.
And when you come at the green, you best not miss.
That nigga showed up. I'm going to break this shit
once
down.
Once again, the wire people. Is everywhere.
This nigga showed up, got possessed by Rita, and Rita said, do my bidding. And he was like, yeah. And just...
That nigga music was fired too.
Go Green Ranger. And his own theme song.
Yep.
Nigga showed up and whooped the Power Rangers' asses.
Not just
the children.
But the dinosaurs too. Nigga jumped in that motherfucking what was it?
Dragon Zord? The Mega Zord.
Jumped in the Dragon Zord. Like,
they had to go in their Zords before Tommy even got big. That's how much of a threat he was. Yo, we gotta get the Mega Zord together. Tommy like, nigga, boy.
Just jumped in the air.
Walked in that bitch. Punched Tweety in the face.
Punched them all out the damn building.
He was the only one that landed and then whooped their ass again and then destroyed the Zords. And that was just episode one.
Right.
This is gonna go all week, people.
Niggas was looking like that that big black nigga at WrestleMania when Undertaker lost.
Oh my god.
Like, bro, can you imagine a week long of Endgame?
For a whole week. If they were assholes, they would have had us wait every week.
Yeah.
This was every day. They were nice. We're going to give you this five-parter.
Right.
This is going to last all week to introduce this nigga. It was an epic. Shit, Jason got his ass whooped. It was like, oh my god, the Rangers are getting smoked.
Right.
And then, fifth episode, they figured it out. Did some special laser, and then he became good. Okay, guys, I join you. I'm going to whoop you. I could have killed y'all, but I'm going to join y'all.
Right.
Then he became the leader. Fuck Jason.
Yeah.
I'm the leader now. I'm the captain now. He was in the center of all the Power Rangers.
Yep.
And he turned to the White Ranger. And yeah, he was the legacy of that show. When he passed away, it was like pop culture passed away in a bit. He was pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knew who Tommy was.
He's not the third Ranger that's passed, right?
It's Trini. Yeah, it's Trini passed away. She passed away like the day after 9/11, actually.
Yeah.
In 2001.
Yeah.
And he's the second one. He's the second one.
Oh, he's the second one. Okay. I'm glad I didn't directly kill Jason off. I thought.
Oh, no, Jason's still alive. I think he is. Yeah, he's still alive, I think. Okay. I think. I hope so.
Well, let's make sure.
Let's make sure. I should be laughing at this. Let's see. I think he's in jail.
That might be right.
I think he's in jail. Yeah, he's in jail. I think COVID fraud. Yeah, COVID fraud. Yeah.
He was doing that with what's his name from Pretty Ricky?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nigga was trying to build the Megazord.
Oh, coke. I was like, I think he's still alive. Let's check. No, I think he in jail. I thought he'd go. You gonna play? Guess who's going to jail?
Oh God. Oh, man.
That's why you ain't the leader no more.
Yeah.
Oh, nah.
Somebody did this.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah, that nigga in jail. That happened this year, too. Yeah, but rest in peace, Jason David Frank.
Yes.
Tommy. Yeah, man, I'm going to watch some of that shit. That was an epic, people, when he showed up as the Green Ranger. Yeah, and this nigga was in every he was damn near at every convention. He was in every Legacy episode. Like, he represented that character, and he embraced it.
Right.
And, you know, passed away. Suicide, man. So check on your strong friends. That's the sad part about it. Like, damn.
Absolutely.
So you know what he was going through. But, yeah, man, prayers up to him.
Yeah. To keep on that note, hate to have to do it again, but thoughts and prayers go out to Virginia. They had two mass shooting
incidents. Yep.
University of Virginia, a former football player opened fire on former teammates, killing three of them. The fourth one was just released from prison. From the hospital. Thank you. Unfortunately, when he awoke, he didn't even know before he went in that his teammates were dead.
Damn.
But they were able to get the shooter who started shooting, and I don't even think it was football related. I think it was class related.
No, because he used to be on the team.
Yo, he used to be on the team, but how he was shooting at the bus, it wasn't even like the team bus or something. It was class related.
Yeah, some shit like that. Yeah. Showed up and then shocked them niggas.
Right. And then you had the situation at the Chesapeake Walmart where I don't know if it was the store manager.
It was the store manager.
Yeah, he just walked up in the meeting and started shooting.
Yeah, closed the gates and just shot. And his manifesto came out and he pretty much said that they were picking on him. Like, certain people in the workplace were picking on him and shit like that. And he was just fed up.
Yeah.
Only one person that showed him grace and he let them live.
Yeah.
That's fucking
crazy.
That's why I'm always nice to people who I work with. You never know what they're going through, man.
No, absolutely.
Shit.
That's that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. And then you got the Club Q mass shooting in Colorado.
They stomped a mud hole on that nigga. Are you talking about the...
Yeah, the LGBTQ bar.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to the man who was in drag. Heard he took a heel and
started just stomping his nuts. And then when he showed up, because he got jumped by the bodyguard. He got jumped by the bodyguard, person, and one other person, and he showed up. He couldn't even be in court because his face was all just fucked up. Shit, man. Yeah, man, crazy times right during the holidays, man. That's why y'all gotta be safe out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they stomped his ass out.
That's a good Subway.
So we got another one we gotta talk about.
Who?
I don't know if you've been paying attention to this Shaquilla Robinson story.
What's the story on this shit, man?
Some bullshit.
Obviously.
Some shit that shouldn't have taken place. This woman went on a vacation with her friends. Her friend said that the first night that they got there, she had overdosed on alcohol, alcohol poisoning, and that they had taken her to the hospital. Everything was all right, but then all of a sudden it went and just hit a low and she died.
What?
Then they got back from, this is in Mexico too,
obviously.
By the way. So then she came back, all the friends ended up coming back, met with her parents, and was like, yeah, this is what happened. Parents made them dinner. Father wired them $6,000 to try to help with the hospital.
How did motherfuckers find this out?
Situation. Because when the medical examiner from the coroner came, it was like, wait a minute, this isn't alcohol poisoning. She's got broken bones and a neck.
Oh, my God.
And then the footage came out that they were fighting her as she was ass naked, intoxicated. And then one of the girls body slammed her and she landed on her neck.
How did they get footage of all this?
They put it on IG Live. They filmed themselves doing this. And the $6,000 that was supposed to go for her medical bills, they used it from the father so that way they could all go on the run.
Why did they go on IG Live?
Exactly.
But...
So now the report is that all their passports have been flagged, so they can't travel out. And the Mexican government has said that, yeah, we're going to make sure that once that they are caught, they're not going to be tried in the United States. This happened in Mexico. So
off with their heads?
They're talking about at least 40 to 60 years.
Oh, off with their heads!
I just don't understand this. I mean, first of all, human life in general.
Yeah.
But when you watch all this different footage, like, she walks into the room and all of a sudden everybody gets quiet. So you knew that they were talking about her.
Uh-huh.
And then it was just three women fighting, like, taking turns fighting and shit.
Uh-huh.
And everybody just standing around. And truth be told, Britt actually made a good point and said, all those people on IG Live who watched it and didn't do nothing about it, they should actually be susceptible too.
This sounds like a fucking Netflix documentary. This is a future Netflix documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm seeing
it. But they killed that girl for nothing.
That's fucking nuts.
I mean, you know, obviously it was for something, but they then robbed her of $10,000.
And this shit went viral.
Like, yeah.
Damn. Yeah. You've been jailed and your whole situation went viral and you don't even know about it, or you might know. Like, yeah, girl. Like, oh, fucking all of shit. Black Twitter knows about this. Damn. Guess who's going to jail tonight? Well, rest in peace to that girl.
No, they gotta burn under the prison for that one. Because then that, like, that's, you want some Bishop shit.
That
you
is
tell her father, yo, send the money so we could help, knowing that that was your getaway funds. And then you went and had dinner with her parents to let her know what accordingly went down to her or to y'all. Only for them to find out from the coroner, no, that's not what happened. They actually killed your daughter.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts, man.
Now, on top of that, just doing, I mean, again, the not having any regard for human life. But to think you were going to go to another country and get away with this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all of them went to school in North Carolina, and they all fled from there when they got back.
It's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
What else been going on? Well, if y'all been on Twitter, it's a fucking madhouse now, ever since the new fucking emperor took over, known as Elon Musk. This is one of those that you just can't help but laugh. It's like, wow, he's really fucking this shit up.
Yep.
And so I'm just enjoying Twitter as much as I can, because who knows how long this shit's gonna last. But
well, truth be told, at this point, it's actually lasted longer than some people.
Yeah, we thought it was gonna die.
Yeah. For a lot of motherfuckers saying, oh, they got this period of time. I'm haven't had any issues going on the app.
I remember oh, it's still up, because they thought it was going to die that night.
Yeah.
We all thought it was going to die. Someone said, yeah, this is like the series, this could have been the series finale of Atlanta.
Yep.
Twitter going offline.
Yep.
That was you, Donald Glover's like, motherfucker.
Right. He called everybody back. We making a movie now. That's what the movie going to be about, the death of Twitter.
The death of Twitter and social media. Because yeah. I was just thinking about it, like, if it really did die, I was like, well, you still got YouTube. You still got Twitch.
Nah, I went and got a few. Homeboys and homegirls' phone numbers off Twitter.
Yeah,
like, yo, just in
here.
Case. What's your other?
Same here.
What's your other handles?
Hey,
what's your phone number, bro?
Yeah, because it was kind of spooky. I was like, I'm gonna lose all my followers. Yeah. But I'm like, well, fuck it. I can't. It was supposed to be. If it's meant to be. It's meant to be. It is what it is. Went to sleep. Woke up. Looked into it. Oh shit, still up. That should have been the end of the movie.
Yeah.
Everyone's like living their life, counting down to the end, and then, what the fuck? It's still up?
The ending of the movie should be, we're about to send that tweet, and you're waiting for the circle to go through.
Yeah, and then it goes
before,
black.
Yeah, before his
credits.
Yep.
Yeah, that was, and then we all woke up still on, but this nigga Elon brought back fucking, I mean, he practically fired everybody, then tried to bring him back. And then fired them again. Stories I'm reading, I'm like, my nigga, he would have to see me.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
give me hell, yeah.
Nah, man. We all going to jail tonight.
Yeah.
Play it again. And he's not even...
Somebody did this.
And the thing is, he's not even funny like that. Like, all his tweets are just like a wannabe troll. It's like, dude, you're not even funny. At least for Trump, he was a bitch-ass nigga, but he was funny for all the wrong reasons. You just...
He talked that cash shit, too. You didn't like it. You didn't appreciate it at the time.
Oh, yeah. But
go back and look. Yeah, he was talking that cash shit.
Like, I have to admit, like, he pissed me off because, you know, he was still, like, close to the fucking nuclear buttons.
Motherfucker came out and said, yeah, I'm doing the shit. And motherfuckers ain't gonna stop me because they doing the shit too. So it all works for everybody and nobody can say it's anything.
Yeah, that's like the craziest shit. And now I'm kind of excited because he's dealing with Elon because I guess he reinstated Trump's fucking Twitter account. And yeah, he had a poll up, and it was funny because first it said no. At first, everyone said yes, and then I guess 5 million people come, and I was looking at it. It's like, oh, I'm not looking at them voting ballots because the no was creeping up.
Yeah.
And then he ended it and goes like, oh, well, the people have spoken. I'm going to bring back Trump. So he brought back Trump, and then Trump didn't want to come back because he has that truth app.
Yeah.
And I read a report saying that he can't. He told, yeah, I know it's back open, but I ain't going back over there. Like, I got this. Like,
he said, Elon, this bitch ass bootlicker.
This old bootlicker ass nigga trying to fuck.
He's trying to use my name for to clout. Fix his shit again.
Yeah, to make his shit hot. Work. No, I got this truth app, and pretty much he got a business deal with them that if you post on Truth, he got to wait 6 hours to post anywhere else.
Right.
And he ain't going to do that with his Twitter. He's like, nah, man, it's hot. I might be going to jail because of this shit.
Right.
Nah. Honestly, his Twitter account should be up. If anything, Elon should have reinstated his account and locked Trump out. Like, I'm just going to bring this back because it's historical. His account, historical shit. You kind of got to leave that there to remind people.
He used to get some shit off that just...
This nigga.
Again, it wasn't about defending him, but some of the shit he would get off, that's what Martin and I were trying to tell you. Like, he knows his demographic. Mm-hmm. He knows how to talk.
He knows how to talk his shit. Yeah, it was just like, nigga, no, this is the shit.
I remember that nigga was throwing toilet paper.
During the Puerto Ricans.
Or the paper towels or whatever they was.
No, and then what makes this even wilder is that Kanye is running for president. Whatever, man. And he posted that he was going to go visit. Yeah.
Somebody did this.
So anyway, yeah, so I guess Trump invited him to Mar-a-Lago, is that how you say it? Mar-a-Lago? The shit in fucking Florida.
Mar-a-Lago,
yeah.
I don't know.
He invited him to his residence and shit like that to have lunch with him. And Kanye showed up. First off, Kanye showed up to his spot making the spot hot, and he brought Nick Fuentes.
I thought you were going to say he brought Nick Cannon.
No.
He brought Nick Cannon, father of all nations.
Nah, he brought Nick Fuentes. And pretty much why that name is such alarming to people is because this dude is on Twitter. He's really known on Twitter and Twitch as being super, the duper, anti-Semitic, saying women shouldn't be allowed to vote type of shit. Like, very problematic shit.
But they went after Kyrie.
And Kanye brought this nigga to the shit, and Trump was like, I don't know this nigga, who the fuck is this nigga? That's what he's saying. He's like, like, what the fuck you doing? You know the feds are watching me right now. Nigga, what are you doing making my spot hot? And then Kanye posted this yesterday. This nigga goes down what happened at the dinner. And he told
looked Trump, at him and said, this is not Z way.
No, he looked at Trump and said, yeah, I want you to be my running mate. Trump looked at him like, nigga, what? And he said, practically, Trump pretty much cussed him out and told him, like, dude, he's like, and then Kanye was like, oh, why didn't you get out the January 9th people? Duh, 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 duh. And Trump was like, bro, you know how long it took me to get out one person? What you think this is? That old prison reform shit? I didn't do that for your wife, Kim. I did that for you. Kim's a bitch. Fuck that bitch. Kanye said that. As he said, he literally said that. And Kanye was like, he said this about my wife. And you didn't do nothing. Like, nigga, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Just explaining it sounds fucking nuts. Like, what?
The Matrix really been on one since 2020.
Nigga. Now this nigga took a picture with him, Nick Fuentes, and this other motherfucker that's on YouTube that's really problematic. And I'm like, nigga, I muted that nigga. Like, I muted him. Nah. Kanye's not existed. It's just people kind of give me, like, peeks. Like, oh, this is what Kanye's doing.
Right.
Nope. Done. Anyway.
You going to Taylor Swift's concert?
Nope. Well, no. Kind of wants to, but
you wasn't gonna pay the $90,000.
Nah, man. Taylor Swift fucking crashed. Taylor Swift fans crashed Ticketmaster when her I guess her pre-sales. They said 1.4 million people showed up. That's what crashed the site.
Huh.
Yeah, and now they're getting investigated because they got that deal with Rock. Well, not Rock Nation. Oh God. Live Nation. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why tickets have been going out and people getting scouted and them making the revenue. They're getting investigated about that. Taylor Swift done did that shit.
Yeah. Biden's like, my hands are tied with this student loan shit. Meantime, I'm going to fix these tickets for you.
Let me get this. What? Let me fix Ticketmaster.
There's a fucking recession going on. I'm not going to these damn shows. What the fuck wrong with you?
Nah, man. Priorities. We're going to investigate this.
Yeah. What about my student debt? Nah. Biden out here talking about, who talking about student debt?
Gonna get it now. Yeah. Evil war.
What do you think the future is of ticket sales? There's a lot of theories going out.
I don't know.
All this one-off nights on Amazon and streaming.
That's going to be the wave.
That's going to be the new wave, especially when it comes to that damn, was it the Meta device?
Yeah, the Meta. Oh, fuck it, that's not working because fucking Zuckerberg had to fire like 1,000 people. From that whole fucking division.
Oh, they're just going to go to Twitter then. Oh, Twitter's safe then.
Oh! Yeah.
Zuckerberg-Elon war.
There's a lot of tech people laying people off, man. But it's going to be the future.
Man, they're going to have a real tech wars.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, the one-off the Meta shows and shit. But they can find ways to perfect it, maybe?
Well, nigga, it's because... Believe it or not, hip-hop already gave him the blueprint.
For what?
Versus.
Yeah. We literally laid the foundation for that.
For free!
For free, because we were bored. They literally laid the foundation for that shit, man.
Yeah.
I mean, Kendrick's fucking show is still getting streamed right now. I mean, Director's Cut. Right. On Prime.
But when you knew it at the heights, it was getting, what? Mm-hmm. 300,000 views at once?
Mm-hmm.
Just go set a stage up. And then Tory Lanez. Remember Tory Lanez?
Mm-hmm.
Had a concert.
That's why Twitch is around and shit like that. Just one. I don't know why Drake ain't doing that shit, because his fucking shows are next week. And I know he ain't going to stream that shit live. Niggas be working ass backwards with that shit, man, because if Jay-Z could do that shit. I remember the time period when Jay-Z was performing at all these major festivals, and he streamed almost every single one. He wanted the world to see this shit. Niggas need to start thinking big like that. Like, you want a legacy like that? Fuck the money. The money's gonna come. But, hey, man. Not everybody's Hov.
No.
Shit. It is like the fucking last year, bro. we're almost about to be in December right now. And everyone's wrapping up their fucking end of the year list. Are you starting your shit?
No. I honestly stopped listening to like music like that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I said Black Friday was the last, and I'm done. Like, absolutely,
I was done before this.
I know. I was kind of checked out too.
I wasn't even giving Black Friday a shot. Like, who dropped? Oh, when's the last one? Nas. Yeah, I'm done now.
Yeah, Nas was the last one.
Yeah.
Only thing I've been listening to, I guess, with Thriller 40, they released like the 40th anniversary of it. So I was just kind of going through it, and I found like they put some of Mike's demos on there, like songs that were in the vault. That got cut because they wanted the stronger cuts and shit like that.
Mm.
And they got his demos, and he got the song called Got the Hots. And apparently this has been out. This has been leaked within the MJ community for years. And I remember it got like a lot of praise from the fan base, but I never really fully listened to it. I was on an Uber ride back, and I had that shit playing. That shit was a groove, nigga. Like, fucking play. Oh.
Nope, don't play that shit. Yeah. Nope, turn that shit off.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
You're going to ruin this whole fucking episode just for a snippet.
This is wrong with you. Yeah, that's true. Anyway, it was a groove, bro. And like, it kind of sounded like a little bit like Off the Wall and a little bit of Thriller. It was like the transition shit.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is some good shit. And I'm going to listen to a documentary or like a podcast. And Michael really loved that damn record. But Quincy was like, nah, man. Put Baby Be Mine at number two. Shit.
I said, but Quincy. Nah, man. Quincy, I'm gonna fuck you up.
I'm gonna fuck you up. They cut a lot of good ass records, man. And shit. That's what I'm saying. Thriller was an anomaly, man. 40th anniversary, and you only got that type of fucking, like, promotion. Like, bruh. I want to know a fun fact. You know what Thriller sold in the first week? It came in at number 20 on Billboard in its opening week. Yeah.
Like, didn't it, like, sell, like, very minimal?
It was very minimal first week. Because the video, because only single was out was Girl Is Mine.
Hmm.
Only single was out was Girl Is Mine. So he had to hustle. That's why the Billie Jean video happened. That's why Beat It happened. Then Motown 25. And then what's it called? The video for Thriller. That's what certified him. Yeah, I saw it on the YouTube page, but yeah, that was nuts. But yeah, that record's really hot. I can hear Pharrell doing a remix on it. But other than that, yeah, I kind of got my list already down in my head. I'll probably say it during the ALEs when we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to take me long, but I'm not. That's not what I'm thinking about.
Me neither. But yeah, other than that, got anything else?
There was a ladder gate in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, that shit. With,
where Giannis,
right?
Yeah, Giannis in Philly. And Montrezl Harrell.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, I guess he went 4-for-15 in from the free throw line. Yeah. He wanted to get some extra shots up. And Philly employees or people that were stand-ins.
Yeah.
They being assholes about it.
Got so ladders.
He moved the ladder and then just moved that shit over and it spilt. And then Montrezl Harrell took his ball and then they got into it after that.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't think Philly wants to play the Bucks in the playoffs.
Nope.
Because you're going to wake Giannis up and the motherfucker going to be averaging 50 against you.
Yeah, you don't want them problems, man. This is just a season.
Right.
This is just regular season. You're going to see him again.
Yeah. I started peeking at basketball. Not because the Lakers won more regularly than usual. I was just noticing some storylines. Atlanta looks good, especially with adding DeJounte Murray. And... let's see. There's a few other storylines. Oh, the whole situation with the Nets. Ben Simmons actually looks pretty decent again.
Oh, he's trying.
He's starting to get back to it. Well, it's not necessarily that he's trying. He's got back-to-back injuries, so it took about 2 years. Yeah. That's the thing, too. People were willing to give Clay the grace for 2 years. But they weren't going to give it to Ben Simmons.
Yeah, they weren't.
And meanwhile, I'm not trying to go in on the Warriors, but you see how that's looking.
Yeah.
For the second time this season, they sat all four of their main guys against the Pelicans.
And they got scraped.
Because they knew they didn't want to take a chance with all of them in the lineup after they played the Rockets. Because they could have easily sat them against the Rockets.
They really easily could.
Yeah, but they was like, nah, we don't want to take a 50-50 chance on getting scraped by the Pelicans. Yes. So we're going to take an 100% chance of getting scraped by the Pelicans.
It's all mental, bro. It's all part of the game.
Right.
All part of the game. But
they better fix that shit because it might not be all part of their game. Like, you can only play that part of the game shit when you look decent.
Yeah.
They ain't even looking good.
They been looking very middle of the road. They keep playing. They're playing with their food. That's what they're doing.
Right.
That's what it looks like. Y'all getting too cocky. And you got fucking Clay getting his feelings for people to throw that shit back in his face.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you were talking all that shit during the offseason, man. You better take that. You had everybody in the league looking at you like, man, fuck you. And then when you got Devin Booker's face like, I got 4 rings. I'm like, oh, so you're sensitive. Okay, I'm going to get in your head now. You know, getting your feelings about it. Like, dude, you can dish it, but you need to take it, nigga.
Right.
See how Steph doesn't take that shit? He just looks at Twitter like, oh, okay, I'm going to become God now. Shit.
Nigga, look at who's on the court. Oh, that's what you got? All right, bet.
Oh, the champ!
Been waiting, baby.
Yeah, that's Steph Curry. He be chilling like, oh, that's what you got? Okay.
Yeah.
It's that Jordan shit. It's like Jordan just going like, yeah, he didn't even do nothing wrong to me. He just bumped into me and said, excuse me.
Right.
I took that personally.
Yeah.
I mean, rewatch that at The Last Dance.
Oh, gotcha.
I've been meaning to rewatch that shit. But, anything else?
No, that's really all I had.
That's really all I had, too. I'm trying to think what else. I've been watching that Wednesday on Netflix. Wednesday Addams Show.
Yeah, oh, yeah. How is it?
It's actually quite good, man. Jenna Ortega is playing the fuck out of Wednesday. Like, she is. She was born to play that role.
Nice.
Yeah. Christina Ricci's in it, too. You know, nice, just for the legacy shit. She plays a recurring character.
Okay.
Yeah, so she shows up, and the show's really quite engaging. I'm, like, on the fourth episode. I'm, like, at the halfway point. Interesting. I like it. Tim Burton directed it. So.
For sure.
Oh, yeah, and the teaser trailer for BMF came out.
Yes, it did.
So we ain't getting no power. Because, what's his name? Old boy plays Tariq. He was going off at the stars on Instagram the other day. I don't know if you saw that shit. Yeah, he was talking shit to the companies. How y'all going to be disrespecting me? I'm like, oh, baby, what's going on over there? Because we haven't heard a peep about...
Step up. That's what's going on over there right now.
Shit.
Step up.
It's like, we don't need you niggas. You sure?
They said talk to 50.
Talk to 50, yeah. Like, okay. They got Step Up. What else do they got over there? Besides Power, what else do they have? Besides 50 Cent Productions, what do they have? They have Pink Valley.
Pink Valley and Step Up.
Step Up. And that's
it. That pretty much holds you for 20 weeks. That pretty much holds you for 5 months out the year.
But Power was... Nigga?
Yeah. Power kept your lights on. Kept your lights on and it made you wash your ass.
You feel me?
Yeah.
You gonna piss off 50? Like, no, he's playing chicken with them niggas. That's what's going on. He gonna make a deal soon.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully.
Come on, man. You know, come on, hold up. Let me get that sound ready, man. You already know what's about to be played, man.
What?
Come on, we've been playing it. It's one of the staples, man. I'm like, oh, I think you gonna play this shit. All right.
And I've been waiting, baby.
Somebody did this.
It's gonna be played in BMF.
He said, "You think you gonna drop BMF, huh?"
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you this documentary. I'm gonna give you this next season. After that, I'm done. I bet you that's what he told them.
Nigga said, "Come with me. We going to Netflix."
We coming.
Courtney already there.
Courtney up, man. Yeah. If they announced the Power Universe got moved to Netflix,
that stock going all the way up.
The Power Universe got moved to Netflix.
Oh, baby!
Dude, I can see that happening, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if Paramount... Oh, man, Paramount better do something.
Oh, you know what I did watch on Netflix?
What?
What's that series about all those sports stories? Undefeated, Undisputed?
Beaten? 30 for 30s?
No, it's not a 30 for 30.
The Untold stories?
Untold.
Yeah, those. Yeah.
And one. I finally watched that one.
Oh, you finally watched it? Oh, yeah, I watched that shit months ago. How'd you like it?
I liked it. It was just too damn short.
Yeah.
They, like, just jumped from 98 all the way to 2003. I was like, wait, what?
Well, there's more shit that happened here. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? I guess.
These niggas jumped from... main event and homeboy's name not AO
Lost Professor
not main Lost event Professor. And homeboy that was with him.
I know you're
I always
talking
forget
about
his name. They jumped straight from them straight to Hot Sauce.
Yeah,
I was like, damn nigga,
you just skipped a whole fucking okay,
like just jumped right in. Yeah. And then they went from Hot Sauce straight to Professor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I was like, oh yeah, but it was like, oh yeah, by the way, but there's an ESPN show. And I was like, okay.
Y'all skipped a whole bunch of shit. It was like a whole bunch of building blocks that got to the ESPN
It went all the way out. And then it was like, oh, by the way, Vince Carter wore our shoes.
Yeah.
Like, why is she just going chronological order?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, M1 was a movement.
It really was, man. I still got some of their shit
mm-hmm.
somewhere in my room. I don't know.
Them shoes that Vince Carter wore, those motherfuckers are still hard to find.
Mm-hmm. Those would have to be vintage retro collection shit.
Yeah, they used to have every color. Back when you could play NBA Live 2000, you could update the player and the shoes. Those were like the first main shoes that you could actually really do.
Mm. Shit.
So I would just update my colors to match the jerseys.
Shit, I've been kind of thinking about fucking buying Madden for the first time in years.
I got it.
I know you have it. I've been kind of taking my time. Now they got Christian McCaffrey on there with us. I'm like, oh my God. That really is a fucking cheat code.
Nah, they can still be beat.
I know, but shit. Get a lot
gives
of help.
You, yeah, it gives you a better shot. But
I got a lot of help. Shit.
Yeah. I'm not talking about... real, I'm talking about just on Madden.
Oh, yeah, Madden? And, oh, yeah.
They can still be beat.
Oh, yeah, any team can be beating a Madden. You just got to know how to play them.
Yeah.
You got to know the person you're playing against. Madden's all about strategy.
I'm still afraid to start story mode on NBA 2K.
Oh, you feel you're gonna get like stuck, or you're just gonna be like,
Have you seen some of those storylines?
I saw clips.
Yeah, it just makes me not want to play.
Why do they add those there, man? You're not WWE. Like, if it was a wrestling video game, I could understand. But for 2K, I just want to play, man.
No, I want them. I just want the real shit, like. Show me, you know, be in a position where I either got to go to sleep or I choose to snort cocaine and drive reckless and shit like that. Yeah, like
you want some GTA shit.
Yeah, I told you I want my crossover. I want Grand Theft Auto and 2K rolled into one game. I should have that option every single year. They already pushed back NCAA for another year.
Yeah.
You want to talk about pain.
Man, can you imagine when they figure out how to fucking, like... You can put your class in the Madden and shit like that.
Oh my god!
You know it's possible
on a PS5. Oh my god!
They gotta charge like a motherfucker,
man. And they got the NIL shit, so they could do a full story mode in NCAA now. Oh my goodness, bro!
You think on paper they can still fuck it up? It's EA Sports.
Nah, not with NCAA. They don't fuck up NCAA. Yeah. They'll fuck up Madden and FIFA and everything else. They'll get NCAA right.
They didn't even change Madden, man. Like, they didn't even make it like... It's literally like the same thing. Like, I tried playing it the other day. I remember it was like months back. And it was literally the same fucking shit.
Which system?
On the PS5.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like the same color. Like, they kind of changed it, like, the fucking controls up a bit. But you can figure it out. And I was just like, oh, that's what you do? Okay, I can figure this out. If I'd be on this shit for hours, I'll figure that out. I'll beat everybody.
Yep.
Shit. Especially with the Niners back then. I remember I was beating niggas with the Niners, with the Tim Rattay Niners. And they'd be using the Patriots. Mm-hmm. And they'd be getting mad when I'd be beating them online.
Yeah, because they forget that Tom Brady didn't have no fucking wide receivers. All I saw was the Patriots winning. Then you got a man like, wait, what the fuck?
Like, how am I losing? How's this guy beat me? Yeah. How can I stop? Why can't I stop his run? Like, what the fuck? Oh, West Coast offense, too. I'll be using that shit. Right. I did not like Singletary shit.
Nigga, Tom Brady was throwing the fucking wide receivers with elbow pads.
Mm-hmm. He was literally picking you apart. You trying to do the deep balls and shit like that. That's not what win games like that, nigga.
Right.
Tom Brady, we pick you apart. That nigga's still playing, too. I was thinking, my mom was talking about that during dinner. She was just like, why is he still playing?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It's a good question.
Like, honestly, bro, why are you still playing? Like you know, you can sit down now. This is the Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, who else? Lamar Jackson, Justin Fields.
Josh Allen,
Trey Lance. This is their era now.
Oh, speaking of Trey Lance, is on he's on schedule.
Oh yeah, he's saying he's like ahead of schedule, damn near.
Yeah, he said he's on schedule. Just Shanahan ain't seen him run yet. But they said yeah, you know, yeah. He don't bet on him coming back because they're not gonna shake up the offense going to the playoffs for that. They said, but just rest assured, he'll be good. He's your starting quarterback going into 2023. Jimmy G will be gone.
I still can't believe this shit's still going on. I'm like, hey, we get what we deserve, man. So I'm just riding this wave. Just riding the wave. We get what we deserve.
Shit. What if y'all lose to the Cowboys?
Then we get what we deserve.
And the Seahawks? See, that's what I'm talking about.
We get what we deserve.
You can't put out, we get what we deserve, and get what mad deserve. Quiet.
We get what we deserve.
Yeah.
So I'm not even trying with the Seahawks. It's like... It's just, my God, why the hell? It always has to come down to them fuckers, man. Always. Why? Just die.
Like, Seahawks like fans always minutes. Looking at y'all. Uh-huh. I said, them fucking Seahawks fans, motherfuckers, just looking at y'all.
Could have been the Rams again? Or maybe Arizona? No, it has to be you. We have to play them niggas, but that's 2 weeks from now. But still.
That's the Bears played this week.
Please be.
I don't know if they can help you. I don't know.
No, yeah.
I don't know to tell you. I hope so.
That's how I feel about this game, too. Against Saints. I hope so, too. I don't know what team's going to show up. We could look like a Super Bowl team 1 week, and then at 1 o'clock, whoo, boy, we could stick it up. I know this team. They are a trap team. I don't fall for this shit.
Yeah, that's tough. That's like, a tough one right there.
I don't fall for that. Okie doke. That's why I was so, when the Cardinals were talking about how much of a bad bitch we are, I was like, oh, word? That's how you see us? Aw. I was like, aw. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, you sound like the category of bad bitch that's like, everybody wants them, but you're like, I don't trust how I look.
Yeah! I'm insecure.
Yeah. There's always a bad bitch around.
And then even when you get added a function, like, you know, Christian McCaffrey, like, you add it in there, like, a breast, like, you know, breast implant. Right. No, I'm still, they can deflate. Oh, look, Debo's out, you know, you see all the shit, you got the perfect butt, everything is nice. It's like, nah, I don't trust it.
Yep.
Until you put a ring on it. And I still won't trust it.
Yeah.
Shit. Good times. So exciting.
Uh-huh. Must be nice.
I want to tell you, like,
yeah.
You want to be gang gang?
Yeah, come be gang gang.
No, you want to be gang gang.
I am gang gang.
I am gang gang.
You talking about?
Nah,
I am gang gang, nigga.
Yeah, I know. You gotta stay there, man. Shit. Like, y'all could have been at least fighting for second place, at least, nigga. Fuck. Like, show some type of fight. I thought it was going to be a sort of competitive. But nah, man, Russell Wilson got to be trash, too.
One division that's finally booming is the fucking AFC East.
Like, what?
AFC East and the NFC East.
And the NFC East. Like, wait, what? The fuck is this?
Shit, they all got... Each one of them divisions is at least 500.
Yeah.
The bottom's the fourth worst team in that division is at least 500 each one.
Yeah. You go to NFC West, it's just steady. That's all it is, yeah, just
you go to
steady.
AFC West, it's just nasty.
Nasty. We thought that, well, you said it was going to be hell.
Nah, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be hell, all right.
Yeah. That's the Lion fans. Yeah. That's purgatory.
It's hell. Let's ride.
Let's ride. It's hell. Let's ride.
Oh.
Oh, let's ride. Oh, let's ride.
I'm done.
I'm done. Oh, man. Anyway, 282, right?
Yes, sir.
Episode 282 of the most consistent podcast. And yeah, yeah, we good.
Give me a hell, yeah.
As logical sense, you could always follow us on Twitter, or what's left of it. Follow me, at Mr. Busby, for lowercase 08. You can always follow me, Mr. Busby, at Mr. Busby. You can follow us on Instagram at Theological Sense. You can follow us on Twitter at Theological SP. And you can always follow us on that Facebook.
And you can find me on all social media at JC No. At least you can catch me when you catch me. I ain't planning on taking like a, what is it? Not a refresh. What the fuck is it?
What?
When you, not a cleanse, but.
A social media unplug?
Yeah, I ain't planning on doing it to this extreme. And technically, I really haven't unplugged because I'd be on there. But I don't be on there like that these past few weeks.
Yeah. I mean, for me.
Not because of what's going on with Twitter. I've been busy in life.
You have other shit to worry about, like real life, like touching grass.
Yeah.
Like, literally touching grass.
Yeah, I'm a football player.
You feel me?
When it comes to social media, I'm a football player. I'm touching grass.
Touching grass.
Yeah.
And with me, I'm always on there. It's just when it's wrestling, when it's about what's going on in the rap, you know me, I'm always there. You ain't never there.
Right.
Anyway, hope you all enjoyed your holiday.
Absolutely.
Peace.
Peace.
Happy Black Friday.